Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Y'all blissed? Everyone all set? Blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
You bet.
Me too. It's great to hear your voice, Dr. Sheely.
Always.
Yeah, and Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast. You know, just as the broadcast was starting, Dr. Sheely, I was commenting to Jason about something that is going to the Supreme Court right now. And what's happening is the Supreme Court is hearing a case about, does the public school have a right to discipline a student for activities that were done outside of the school?
To me, it's stupid that even got to the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Well, but I was telling Jason that I actually did that. Back in 1993, I had a contract with my students. It was many items, and the student signed it, their parents signed it, and I signed it. So it was, you know, for consideration of being in my class, which was an elective, which was manufacturing computers and teaching advanced computer science at the high school level, selling computers to the general public. The students would have to do certain things. And one was they had to wear a uniform. And the idea was we couldn't have customers come into the classroom, which they did. Customers would come into the classroom and buy computers from us. So they could buy a computer and a printer and cables and software. And in 1993, that could run up to $1,000. And the way I mentioned this to the students was that, you know, some of these were juniors and seniors in high school. And I said, so if you're going to buy a car and you're going to, you know, go to a car lot with your parents and, you know, on a weekend and you're going to go kick the tires of a used car in a car lot, and some guy came out looking sloppy and disheveled and unkempt and et cetera, and his pants were falling down, and would you feel comfortable buying that used car from that guy? And everybody said no. And I said, well, that's how our customers might feel about buying a computer from us if we don't look and act and be the part. And so I said, if you want to be in my class, and this was a meeting before school started. This was during the summer of the first semester that we had, and, you know, prior to class, way prior to class beginning. So here's a contract. I'm willing to teach you if you're willing to agree to the following things. You'll have to sign it. Your parents will have to sign it, and I'll sign it. And the agreement said that you will have to dress appropriately. You'll have to wear the uniform, which is khaki slacks, a belt, shoes that match the belt. And a shirt that I would provide, a monogrammed shirt. It was plum-colored, and it had the class logo on it, and I bought them for all the students. And they would have to act responsibly and behave properly in class and outside of class. Another item was that if they stole something, you know, because we had a lot of inventory, memory, and computers, CPUs, etc. If they stole something from the class, they would be prosecuted and removed from the class. If they were late for class, they would be locked out of the classroom, and they'd have to find their way back in. You know, the vice principal would pick them up, and, you know, they'd get detention. If they didn't wear their uniforms, they would not be allowed in class, etc. So there's a whole, and they had to provide 100% effort 100% of the time. So I didn't want to hear excuses of, you know, I didn't feel well. Anyway, so they signed this, and I never had to use, you know, the line item that they would be removed from class for behaving poorly outside of class. Because, you know, it was a small village, and everybody knew everybody. So if, you know, one of our students was arrested for, you know, grand theft auto or whatever it might have been, it would reflect poorly on the class and the, you know, the computer company that we built within the classroom. Any comments, Dr. Sheely?
that's interesting because I can see you're restricting what they can say in the class, but I'm surprised that they allowed you to restrict what they can say outside of class.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, it's interesting.
Your rationale, but, you know, and you have a right to set up, as long as you set it up and they agree to it in advance, that's okay, too.
That's exactly what happened. I set it up, and I discussed this. I had a meeting with all the parents and all the potential students who were considering being in my class. And, you know, here's the thing. We had thousands of dollars worth of inventory. Let's say $50,000 worth of inventory lying around the classroom at any point in time. We had printers, cables, software, little tiny, you know, strips of memory, video cards, modems, and all CPUs, everything you could think of. And, you know, you could easily, a person could easily put $1,000 worth of central processing units in their pocket, you know, and walk out easily. So I wanted to prevent all that. And I let them know that, you know, this would be a strict class. And if everyone behaved properly, it would be really rewarding. And it was. And by the way, the students, Dr. Shuley's students loved being in uniform because that set them apart from all the other students. And it became an honor to be in this particular class. It actually was a, you know, badge of honor to be in the class.
Yes, boss.
But oh, geez. And so during the summer, you know, we made about between 3% and 4% profit margin. And I took the profit to pay students who wanted to work during the summer. You can't pay them to be in class, but you can pay them, you know, outside of the classroom. So during the summer, we kept the company running, and I paid them to do the same thing that they were doing during the school year. I paid them to do it during the summer, and they loved it. So it really worked well. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that that was my take on it. Now, I absolutely agree with you that you cannot punish a student for doing something outside of the classroom if that has not been agreed to in advance. I'm with you. I'm with you. Is there anything that you'd like to mention, Dr. Shuley, before we get into some of the questions and thoughts that we've got?
Well, the interesting news that seems to be non-controversial is the increasing nonsense of the vaccines, but I don't know whether we'll discuss that or not.
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to. Please do.
Well, I mean, I'm not an expert on, I don't understand vaccination in itself adequately, but the evidence is overwhelming that these are not real vaccines, first of all, and secondly, that they have delayed genetic effects. That's the big stuff. And there's just more than enough evidence from experts that there are going to be long-term disturbed genetic defects. And possibly this vaccination can even make people more infective to other people. All of that has come out in the last week.
Yes, and I've read it. And I'll tell you what this brings to mind, Dr. Shuley, and many of our class may not have heard of this word, thalidomide. And back in the
19... I remember it well.
Yeah, I'm sure. Back in the 1950s, there was this drug. I believe it came from Germany. And the idea was the pressures, the discomfort of pregnancy could be alleviated by just taking this one pill, you know, per unit of time as recommended by your doctor. And it was called thalidomide. And so there were women who took this drug. And what happened, Dr. Shuley? Do you want to tell the rest of the story?
Well, all kinds of genetic defects. I mean, just, you know, no arms and all kinds of stuff. It was a horrible mess. And not that worse than a lot of other drugs. But still, for something that was given to people during pregnancy, a disaster.
I was traveling. I was asked to give a presentation for Bell and Howell. That, you know, used to be a company, Bell and Howell. They were into projectors and, you know, video slide kinds of equipment for educational purposes, movie cameras, projectors, that kind of thing. And back in the 40s, probably 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, maybe even to the 80s. Yeah, they were around the 80s, maybe all the way to the 90s. And they asked me if I would come and give a presentation to a group of people in Canada. So on something called image processing. And it was brand new back then. And the idea was, and it's common now, it's you take an image with a camera of a document, and then you index that document so you can retrieve it later. So let's say you have a company that sends out statements, like a credit card company, for example. They send out statements, and then the customers would pay the bills. Well, what about if that customer wrote a letter saying, you know, item 3 on my statement, I didn't do that, I'm not paying for it. Well, how do you find that letter from the customer later on? Because the bank had 30 days in order to respond to that. Otherwise, the bank would eat that charge. So let's say it was a $100 charge. And the customer said, I'm not paying that $100 on my $1,000 credit card statement because I didn't do it. I didn't buy that. I don't know that company. That's fraud. So the bank would have to track that document, that letter from the customer, and keep finding it, because that customer could, the bank could say, well, I have to check with the merchant. The merchant says, no, actually, you were there. And then the customer could say, no, I wasn't there. This could go back and forth for quite a while. So those documents would have to be found, researched, and responded to. Otherwise, the bank would eat the charge. Well, so we built a system to track all that, and Bell and Howell found out about it, and they wanted me to talk about that. So I went up there to Canada to talk about this, and I met this guy. And he, I believe, was a beneficiary of thalidomide. Literally, he was missing a limb. Well, he had a stump where everybody else would have, an arm. And it was a result of thalidomide.
And 40% of the embryos died. There were 40% miscarriages, by the way, in those who took it while they were pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so it was
still being used to treat multiple myeloma.
Wow. Well, class, to give you a visual description of thalidomide, of what some of the effects were, you would. And you can go look it up on the internet. For example, you can see images of a person with feet but no legs, or hands with no arms. Literally. So a feet would be coming out of the... What would you say, Dr. Shirley? How would you...
Shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously, it was absolutely a horrible, horrible man-made problem. I'm looking at
heart attacks. It increases pulmonary hypertension, liver damage, severe skin reactions, confusion, depression, an average drug quote side effect.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures of babies with feet, legs, and no arms. I'm looking at pictures of absolute deformity. Feet with no legs. Hands without arms. Joints, really, joints in the wrong place. Absolutely horrible.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
I'm looking at some pictures, images on the internet right now of thalidomide victims, and it is absolutely heartbreaking. People born with hips, but one leg. People born with hips and coming out of the hips, feet, no legs. People born with shoulders, with hands coming out of the shoulders. So if you wanna look it up, class, thalidomide, thalidomide. thalidomide, thalidomide. And this was from back in the 1950s, right?
Is that right, Dr. Keeley? So over the counter in Germany for sleep.
Yeah.
Crazy. Typical pharmacomafia.
And so, what happened to the company that sold this in the late 50s? Are they still in business? Let's see. I don't see. Well, it says contraindications. It should not be used by women who are breastfeeding, pregnant, or trying to conceive a child. Huh. That's what it was used for. That's what it was used for.
Yeah. But now it's used to treat multiple myeloma. I'd rather die of the multiple myeloma than take a drug like that.
Yeah. So I guess the point we're trying to make, class, is that if if the pharmaca mafia is suggesting that you take a vaccine where the trials are the people taking the vaccine, literally, live, right? Isn't that what's happening, Dr. Shuley?
Absolutely.
The trial is, hey, y'all get your vaccine, and we'll let you know how it works out.
You are an experimental subject.
I can't believe it. That's right. That's exactly what I've been trying to say, but not very well. Yeah, you are an experimental subject. So if you know that we have drugs like thalidomide, and it causes absolutely irreversible damage, irreversible. If you're born without an arm or a hand coming out of your shoulder or no legs or no feet or feet coming out of your hips, that's not reversible. It's not reversible.
Interestingly, and as you mentioned, article I saw yesterday said the FDA has not approved the vaccine. They have allowed the vaccines.
So that should tell everybody. In addition, Dr. Shuley, my understanding is that the makers of the vaccines, are immune from lawsuits for the damage that the vaccine may cause.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So why would anybody take this vaccine if you know that you can't be indemnified for damage caused by the vaccine that the government and these drug manufacturers are saying you should take, and they're telling you you should take it. So, and if you hear the words you shouldn't take it, or that there are serious effects, then you can be banned from YouTube, as we have been.
Twice. YouTube sucks. That's being kind.
Yeah, I'm. You know, Dr. Shuley, I've been watching The Outer Limits, and it was a television series from the late 80s. It's like a documentary. I was watching one episode last night, and it was about this politician, this up-and-coming senator, and he was a rising star. But he was doing all kinds of shady things, and he was so greedy. He was so greedy that he was led to believe that the plane that he was on was going to crash, and that the people on the plane were going to die. And all he had to do was take the handgun, the pistol, from the Secret Service guy, shoot out the window, which would cause, and this is a jetliner, that would cause the escape hatch to blow open, and he could jump to his safety, and he would survive and everyone else would die. And he died. And it was a good thing because he was going to be a tyrant. But that's how greedy politicians were portrayed in the 1980s.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Police reform will be front and center this week in Washington. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham says police reform was blocked by Democrats under President Trump.
We'd have police reform in the last Congress, but Chuck Schumer and Kamala Harris made a conscious effort to block bringing up Tim Scott's reform bill. They filibustered Tim Scott's bill because they didn't want Tim Scott and President Trump to get credit for it. There's no reason we shouldn't have done it last time. We'll try again.
A new poll reveals reveals three times as many Americans say security at the U.S.-Mexico border is worse under President Biden than it was under President Trump. The administration continues to blame President Trump for the crisis at the border.
Part of the problem is that under the previous administration, they pulled out, essentially, a lot of what had been the continuum of work. And it essentially came to a standstill.
Kamala Harris on CNN. This is USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Facing a record number of mass shootings since taking office, the Biden administration wants more gun control to combat the issue. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
With more than 130 mass shootings in the U.S. since President Joe Biden has taken office, Vice President Kamala Harris says the administration is limited on what it can do on gun control.
We have to codify, that's a fancy word for make permanent, make the law, that we agree we should have background checks. That's just reasonable gun safety laws. We should have an assault weapons ban. Assault weapons have been designed to kill a lot of people quickly. They are weapons of war, and Congress has to act.
Harris telling CNN State of the Union that there's only so much the president can do through executive order, but something must be done.
The National Rifle Association will spend $2 million to push back on President Joe Biden's gun control campaign. The CDC has new guidelines for kids at camp. Dan Naraki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The CDC has issued new guidance that could see kids returning to a summer pastime, heading off to camp. The new recommendations released on Saturday say children should stay 3 feet apart from each other as much as possible, with the adult members of staff keeping 6 feet away. They're also being encouraged to get vaccinated. Camp activities should be outdoors as much as possible, and masks are still recommended indoors for those who can wear them. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And Dr. Norm Shiela is with us. And at the bottom of the hour news, if you were listening, you heard that there is a call for assault weapon ban. Assault weapons ban. And I agree. Let's start with nuclear reactors and nuclear weapons and the chemical...
nuclear
and the chemical spraying of our skies. Yes. Yes. Agreed. Your thoughts, Dr. Shiela? Those are weapons.
I agree. Nuclear energy is the most stupid, one of the many most stupid things that humanity's ever done. There's no way of controlling the crap. And it's dangerous to all of us, ultimately. Fukushima is just one example.
Dr. Shiela? Yes. Chernobyl's another. 3 Mile Island is another. Dr. Shiela, I lived on the East Coast, and when 3 Mile Island blew up, and there was a meltdown there. I was watching the television news. Everybody did back then, and the news said, it's okay. It's okay. It's just steam. It's just steam. They forgot the part of radioactive steam. So they said, it's just steam. It's harmless. I even talked to chemists, and they said, it's okay. It's no big deal. Well, we sealed up the cracks in our house. Nobody went out. I mean, we took it really seriously. Well, people downwind from Three Mile Island, 10 years later, were on television showing that there were cancer clusters where the radioactivity came down and in their neighborhoods, and every single household had someone with some kind of cancer, some kind of either skin cancer, liver cancer, bone cancer, a deadly cancer. And this guy brought the camera person out and to his front yard, and he got a dandelion leaf. You know, I'm talking about these, you know, standard dandelion that people, some people eat them and some people can't stand having them in their yard. Well, he got one of these leaves out and he held it out, just took one of them off his front lawn, and he stretched out his arm, and this one leaf stretched from his fingertips of his outstretched arm to his shoulder. So this was a mutation. And then there was a picture of a horse, you know, a little foal that was born with 8 legs as a result of radioactivity. So this is pretty serious stuff. And even in Missouri, we have calves born, and not on our farm, but in Missouri, calves born with like a hoof coming out of their head. I'm not kidding. Calves born with 2 heads. I'm not kidding. Dr. Shealy, have you read those stories in Missouri?
Am I what?
Have you read those stories about calves being born in Missouri with a hoof coming out of their head or 2 heads? Literally, I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just looking it up. Average annual human exposure to ionizing radiation in the United States is almost twice what it is in the world in general, interestingly. It is 7 times what it is in Japan. Terrestrial radiation from the ground in the world is slightly higher. Cosmic radiation from space is about the same everywhere. Medical radiation annual exposure in the United States is 5 times what it is in the world. You know, it's just amazing that nobody pays attention to this aspect. So here we are, again, total radiation in the United States is over twice what it is in the world at large, and almost twice what it is in Japan, even with Fukushima.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and back in the 1950s, there were atomic testing. And if you were around back then, you would hear the news, and they'd say, well, you know, there was another atomic test underground, in the air, on the Bikini Atolls, that kind of a thing. So there were all kinds of atomic weapons tests. And here is headlines from Popular Mechanics. And normally I don't talk about, you know, articles, but this is worth discussing. Popular Mechanics, April 21st, 2021, just a few days ago. Headlines, quote, American honey still contains nuclear fallout from the 1950s, end quote. So if you buy honey,
it's radioactive.
Yeah. We are, you know, alien life. I actually believe that we're not alone here in the universe. I believe that there, you know, there are other life forms. And I don't believe that we are the biggest and the smartest and the best. I think there's a possibility that, you know, that we could be like mediocre in terms of intelligence. And I think that that being the case, in my mind, that other life forms are laughing at us, saying we are really pretty dumb. I mean, we let off nuclear bombs in our own playground with no way of remediation. No way. It, you know, you can collect it maybe. I don't know how much that would cost. But what do you do with the radioactivity that you let loose? Boom, it goes out everywhere, and then you try to capture it and put it someplace else. Why would we be messing around with radioactivity? It is beyond dumb to me. It's like having a car with an engine that you put fuel in, and out the exhaust pipe comes a material that is absolutely deadly, and there's nothing you can do with it. You can't fix it. You can't catch it. When it escapes, it's out there, and you can't even go near it to catch it. It's crazy. So we have been experimenting since the 1950s with radioactive bombs. We let them off in the world, and they're coming back to haunt us. As a matter of fact, Dr. Schley, do you remember the story about Kodak? And I think I've mentioned this a couple times on the air over 10 years, that Kodak used to make X-ray film. They probably still do, if they're still in business. And they had a problem with the film being reported as giving cloudy images. Do you remember that story back maybe 30 years ago? And Kodak in Rochester, New York, was trying to figure out why hospitals were saying, we can't use this film because we take the X-ray and we can't read the film because it's cloudy. It's not crisp and clear. And they found out why.
I just remember they had a problem.
Yeah, okay, here's what happened. Well, they were doing so many atomic tests back then that the radioactivity in the air was so dense that the film that was being shipped from the manufacturing plant in Rochester, New York, upstate New York, it would be sent in the U.S. mail to hospitals as, you know, raw film that they could use to expose for X-ray examinations, if you will. And the problem was, during the transportation of a couple days from Kodak to the hospital where it would be used, the radiation in the air would destroy the film. So that, and you couldn't see it. You couldn't, until you developed it, you couldn't see that the film was damaged. So that the X-ray would be taken by the X-ray technician, and they would go to read it, and they couldn't read it because the film was cloudy. And it was because of the radioactivity in the air. So they had to repackage the film in a radiation-proof package so that it could arrive safely at the hospital, and it could be stored in this radiation-proof or resistant package until it was used. That's the story. That's how dumb we are. And that's the same air we're breathing. And there's no escape. No escape, Dr. Schley, that I know of.
I know of not. And you'd be surprised how many people, when we do a hair analysis, have uranium in their hair.
Oh, man. Did they live in, like, New Mexico or...
No, right here in Springfield.
Oh, man. Wow. Do you have any feel for, is it coming from uranium?
Well, here's I know what that... it says here of where it all comes from. About almost 50% comes from radon and thoron, definitely background material. Mm-hmm. Medical procedures account for 36%, and nuclear medicine for another 12%, and consumer products for 2%. So we've got, you know, industrial and occupational, natural sources, cosmic, terrestrial sources, internal sources, but medical itself is producing roughly 50% of all the radiation exposure in the United States.
What about flying, Dr. Schley?
Oh, people who fly regularly have like 100 times as much radiation as those of us who don't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, in this article about honey, it says that scientists found radiocesium in 68 of 122 American honey samples. So they took 122 samples of honey, and they found in 68 of them approximately 870,000 atoms per tablespoon of radiocesium. And they say that's well below the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's line for food safety concerns. So the U.S. Food and Drug Administration says that 870,000 atoms per tablespoon of radiocesium is okay. according to popular science. It seems to me that we're making a lot of mistakes really quickly, and technology is bringing mistakes to us faster and faster. I actually long for the 1950s, except for the stupid things we did with radiation. It was a simpler life. It appeared to be a lot nicer, but we were also insulated from a lot of things that were awful that were happening. But can you imagine eating honey? Yes.
I just found a map of the United States uranium background.
Mm-hmm.
All the states, practically, except part of Oregon, California, and Washington State, and southern Florida, all of them are contaminated with uranium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are 104 nuclear reactors in the United States. Not all of them are operational. Most of them are. And they all leak. There's just no way. There's no way that they don't leak. So they leak. Just like if you have a microwave oven, class, and you think that that thing's not leaking, that's not true. Because Bert did an instructor for science on Fridays, hour number two. And he is a patent holder as well in radio frequency telecommunications. And he went up above Silicon Valley on the mountain, and he surveyed the microwave radiation down in the valley. And what he found out was, this was years ago, there were three peaks, one around breakfast time, one around lunchtime, and one around dinner time. And that's when microwave ovens were in use. Now, that was before cell phones became really, really popular. Now that cell phones are popular, and microwave point-to-point communications are popular, and microwave ovens are even more popular, there is no peak now. It's like a flat, high level of microwave radiation. So, yeah, that's the kind of thing that's happening, and we're doing it to ourselves. So if you live in Silicon Valley, you're bathing in microwave radiation, probably like any other big city with microwave radiation. It's a mess. Dr. Shuley and I'll be right back right after these few short commercial announcements.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, you're doing a new study. And I'm going to be a participant in that study, which is past life regression. And you're looking for someone who had a substantial illness to, or a bunch of people who have had a substantial illness to be part of this study. How are your volunteers for this study coming along? Do you have all you need?
I still need 10 more.
Okay. All right. Do you want to tell us about what you're doing?
Well, I was invited to enter a contest on proof of survival of human consciousness after death. Now, to me, the only proof of that I know comes from people who either spontaneously, occasionally, come up with it in children, but all mine are in adults. When they have a serious illness, I've been doing past life therapy on them, and often it is what I call unfinished business, that is anger, guilt, anxiety, depression, some kind of hurt that has not been resolved when they died in a previous life that can go back 100 years or more. And often people can be healed by a single experience like that. Now, in the most severe cases, it may take 2 or 3 sessions. But it's worth doing, and it's free. I'm offering it free right now. I've got to get it done by June.
Okay, class. If you'd like to participate, you'll be going to Dr. Shealy's clinic. It will be in person. You'll get a chance to meet Dr. Shealy if you have not already met him. It takes about 1 hour. I've already done one of these past life regressions. And it's a very pleasant experience. There's no pain. There is no injections. You don't have to drink anything. You don't have to eat anything. You don't have to take your clothes off. I mean, it is perfectly harmless. You'll be sitting in a relaxed chair. Dr. Shealy will be with you, and he will be guiding you through this. And if you want to resist it, it won't work. I mean, if your plan is to resist it and prove to yourself that you cannot be put into one of these trances, it won't work.
99% of the time. 1% oh, okay. of 100 will not go back.
Yeah. Now, for me, I wanted it to work, and it absolutely did. So, you know, I was in full relaxed mode, and what I saw was me in a situation that looked like war. You can liken that to the revolution, the Revolutionary War, where Americans were fighting the Redcoats, that kind of a thing. And I tried to get the villagers together to defend ourselves, and I was unsuccessful. And, you know, I was a nobody. I was just a farmer. You know, I didn't see myself as a general or a captain or, you know, anything like that, or a president or a senator. I was just a farmer. And so that's what I saw. And I'm delighted to be part of this next experience. And if you would like to be part as well, and it's going to be Dr. Shealy and you. It's not going to be like a group thing where you're all going to sit around in group therapy. It's not like that. I'm going to give you the number to call. And this is Dr. Shealy's clinic. This is not the number you call today for this broadcast. But you can call it today. You can call it right now. But you'll be calling Dr. Shealy's clinic. And that number in Missouri is 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. And Dr. Shealy, I've gotten my truck almost fixed to the point where it'll make it to Springfield and back. And we took the transmission out, replaced the clutch, the pressure plate, throw out bearing, all those things. I just the clutch slave cylinder. All we have to do is replace the master cylinder for the clutch, and I'll be able to drive it all the way to Springfield and back. You know, a little over 100 miles. And, you know, if it weren't for all these lousy Chinese parts, I wouldn't have had to do this three times or four times. It's four times now. Okay, Dr. Shealy, that number one more time, class, 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. Okay. Dr. Shealy, I have a family member, very dear lady, who is a senior. And she has cataracts, and she's considering cataract surgery. And I said, oh, you know, we can fix this for $3. You can get some castor oil USP and put one drop in each eye and close your eyes. And, you know, 30 days later, you'll probably be seeing a lot better. And I've told her that I've done it many, many times, and I continue to do it, and it works. But she's concerned about doing that because it's something she hasn't heard of, and she once had a pink eye and almost lost her vision, and she's concerned about putting something in her eye. And I said, so you would let a surgeon do something to your eye, some guy you don't even know. and so,
compared,
you know,
to United States Pharmacopeia castor oil?
Yeah. Can you
come on.
can you address that when we come back? Maybe alleviate her fears. And class, if you haven't done this, if you have cataracts, I think you will be truly amazed. Now, I wouldn't recommend it if I didn't try it. And I do it all the time. I mean, every couple of days, I do this. And I've been doing it for at least 6 months. At least 6 months. Dr. Shealy and I will be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.